Jay uses his daily bonus minutes to call his mummy before bedtime. Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Give me a count, we don't like us!
Big Brother's Big Ears.
Can't believe it's time for another Big Brother summer again.
More housemate madness will they ever learn?
I'm turning on, tuning in, and ready to be Big Brother's
Big Brother 9! Bring it on!
This is Big Brother's Big Ears.
I can't wait for Big Brother this year. I'm literally going to wet myself. I can't wait!
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother with Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney.
I love it.
Wow! I guess I'm really tired, so I'm trying to give myself a bit of energy and enthusiasm. I'm enthusiastic because it's day 76 in the Big Brother house, and it has finally turned into the freakish mental home as promised at the start of the series.
Just when you thought you'd seen it all, Mohammed pulls it out of the bag or out of Mikey's nose.
Jeez.
And eats a fellow housemate's bogey. I've never seen anything like it. He did win a can of cider for his troubles, though. Great. I'm Gemma Kearney.
I'm Ian Lee. We've got to stop the show.
Why?
Because our guest, Stuart, has not got a glass for his water. Can
he
we
may
get
be
a...
getting parched.
Oh, what's this about?
Yeah, I know. This is bang out of order, sir. I apologise. That was your glass. And Gemma's nicked it.
Can't even offer a glass of water.
No. You can drink it out of the jug if you want.
Glass, please, for Mr. Stuart. Thank you very much. One is on its way.
Now, maybe one of the ladies will bring one very quickly.
Now, I'm Ian Lee. This is Big Brother's Big Ears. It's an internet radio show all about Big Brother, which you can also download in the form of a Wicked Skills podcast. Here's how it's done. I've got to read a boring bit that's up there, excuse me. Thank you, Sonia. You can contact us by calling 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10 pence a minute from a BT landline. Calls from other networks may vary, and from mobiles cost considerably more, but we know that. You can send your messages in to us by texting the word EARS followed by your comment to 83188. Texts are charged at user standard network rates. Terms and conditions for our phone and text service can be found on channel4.com/Big Brother. 0871 200 1048 is the telephone number. Now, if you're new to the show, here are five reasons why you absolutely have to listen. One, last week's evicted housemate Stuart is with us. Good evening,
woo-hoo!
Stuart.
Good reason.
Two, last week's guest Kinga is not with us. Excellent reason.
Even better reason.
Three, Mohammed's real-life mate John talks about Mo's eating habits. It's not, you know, maybe go and make a cup of tea during that bit.
Four, No.
Four, John McCrurick spills his beans, what, on the nutritional value of munching on snot. Right.
That is so rank.
And five, Stuart is here and all the ladies are feeling a little bit horny. It's got to be said. Even I've got a tiny little chubby on the go. Seriously. He's a good-looking fella.
I'm so sorry, Stuart.
That's all right. That's all right. It's not a bad compliment.
Exactly. Well done.
If I can turn you on,
way,
it's working.
All right,
something's
guys.
Something's got to be going all right.
Who would have thought it'd be me that we're flirting with him, eh?
This has already gone horribly wrong, hasn't it, this?
I haven't got a chance.
I'm sure I came up the house looking for like someone to fall in love with me.
Just try it once. You never know, you might like it.
Plus, like, later on, I'll be letting you know.
I'm sorry.
I really don't know what just happened.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, it feels good though,
Ian and Stuart are flirting already. We're not even 5 minutes into the show. But plus, later on, I'll be letting you know what's been going down at channel4.com/Big Brother on the forums, and I'll be putting to you, Stuart, the big up questions.
Yes, that's these.
Big up!
Now, tonight, Lisa, Sarah and Nicole are up for nomination. Who do you think's going to go on Friday? 0871 200 1048. Will I finally get to meet the person I've been mentally stalking? Lisa. She's nice. And has Sarah finally run out of people to flirt with? And never mind all that, it says here, can Nicole escape the ugliest and most horrifically voyeuristic relationship meltdown in television history? 0871 200 1048.
That was a bit over the top, wasn't it?
Yeah, wasn't it just?
So without further ado, time to introduce last Friday's evicted housemate. It's the man with eyes a panda would kill for, right? Can I just say...
Hey, good line.
Do you think that's a good line? Yeah,
what a way to make someone feel good about
that's
themselves.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, what a way. You're like a panda, Stu. What? And you do know that pandas are going extinct because they don't have sex. So now it's... You're like a panda. No one's going to have sex with you. No one's going to love you. Cheers.
We took it, but you're going to be watched by millions of people as you masturbate. That's I think that's what pandas do, isn't it? I think.
What?
That's what pandas do.
What are you going?
Am I confusing?
Ian, hold it.
What wildlife programs do you watch? I'm sure, David, I never saw that when David.
I'm watching the best ones, my friend.
We spoke to your mum not so long ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How and was she?
Yeah, she's actually.
Did you actually get a chance to speak?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Did you? Oh my God.
She was so proud of you. She was having the best day of her life. She was having a really good time. And we kept asking her whether you wear eye makeup, and she was like, no, my Stuart.
He's
always had lovely, curly, like, full-on eyelashes since he was little.
Did you used to get beaten up at school for having long eyelashes?
No, I got beat up at school for much worse reasons than that.
Like what?
Dodgy haircuts.
Oh, okay.
Bad voice.
Because I used to have kind of long eyelashes. I used to get beaten up for that and for having a Betamax video recorder. You don't even know what Betamax is, do you?
No.
Do you know what Betamax is?
I know what it is.
Good lad. Well done.
You do have quite long eyelashes, actually.
Yeah, thanks very much. Cheers. Thanks for noticing. What's it like coming? We had the weird thing that we have almost every week where we watch the last half hour of Big Brother with someone who was in Big Brother a few days ago. How weird is it for you to see it?
Yeah, weird. Yeah, strange. Like, it's strange because you sort of look at the place, and ever since I've been out, I've been thinking, every door I walk through, I think I'm walking back into the living room, you know, of the house.
Yeah.
And now looking at it, you just think, it's hard to even imagine being there now. It seems like ages ago, like months ago, I was there.
Are you a bit jealous of them being in there? Do you think, oh, it should be me? Come on now.
No.
You can say
no,
you are.
You don't seem that jealous, actually.
Not at all.
You're happy to be out?
No, it's great, yeah. I mean, I didn't want to come across as too much of a whinger because I did love being in there. I loved all the tasks. And if I didn't miss my daughter so much, I'd probably still want to be there. But with the people who are left, especially, I didn't have a massive problem with any of them, but none of them are really connected with. I didn't have
you
much,
need now. You said especially. You're about to say a name. Come on, who?
Yeah,
Nicole.
On.
She's a pain in the backside, isn't she?
I can name them all who I didn't connect with. To be honest, aside from Lisa, I think's hilarious and she's funny. Mike is really funny. Sarah's a nice girl. And to be fair, I really get Rex is always cool with me. Other than that. I can't really see myself.
Sarah?
Trying to. Yeah, Sarah's cool. I said Sarah's
okay,
cool.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
The rest of them, I can't see myself wanting to meet up with an awful lot.
Darnell's bonkers. Darnell's all right, but he keeps going like that. I guess when he gets so excited,
Man,
his hands going down now
Man.
Like that.
Yeah, he does love all that.
We've got a caller. You ready for your first caller? Fingers crossed. It's Katie. Hello, Katie.
Please be good.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Oh my God, I'm really excited. yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
God, stop, be nice, be kind.
Katie, what you? I'm assuming from your slight nervousness, you're a big fan of Stuart's, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, she's
oh
going
my
to
God,
cry.
That's good. Yeah.
No, what? I'm not going to cry.
No.
Oh, can I just quickly say, hi to Tash and Jodie.
No.
And
what?
I've been told to say that Evie and Sophie love you, Stu.
Oh, thanks very much.
They just love you. That's fine.
Are you just
I've been told to say that.
Have you just called up to try and fix your mates up with Stuart? Is that what it is?
Late night love on BBM Biggest.
No, they were like, if you actually get to talk to him, you have to say it. So I was like, okay.
Is this the most exciting moment of your life?
Yeah, at the moment.
So in other words, no.
Just think about it. I went to York, that was quite...
Yesterday
was a good day. Have you actually got a proper question for Stuart?
No.
Yeah, I do.
Well, come on then, spit it out, girl.
If Dale wasn't there, do you think that you would have like tried like things further with Jen?
Oh, I see. That's an interesting question, romance question.
I'm watching your face.
No. I wasn't. Like, it was strange, really, because I probably was one of the people, well, probably the only person who went into the Big Brother house really wanting, desperate to find something and like some connection and romance and all that sort of thing, and. No, I didn't. I never got anyone like that at all. Like, never got any sort of that connection of anything with any. Like, I liked a lot of people in there as friends, but no, not at all.
One of the you were responsible for some of the funniest bits. Inadvertently, the funniest bit of TV I've seen in about a year is you coming out of the Big Brother house and trying to do a stage dive and the sea party. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
But there was also a brilliant bit when Sylvia, it was Sylvia, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was.
Kept getting
I've
into
seen
your
that
bed.
So many times since,
and you're going. Oh, really God! Stu, stop flirting with me! Oh. It is brilliant, because she's bonkers at that point. Yeah. We've met her and she's lovely. Yeah. She's a really
she
nice
girl. She was so embarrassed about herself. She was like, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah, it was quite uncomfortable. Like,
yeah.
I've seen, because I didn't even realise I was doing that. And then, since I've been out, that clip has been shown to me so many times.
Yeah.
So many times.
It's a good bit of telly, man.
Yeah, I do feel a bit bad now.
And I don't feel bad. She was being insane. Yeah. She was going out saying, I've told Stu to stop flirting with me.
I know.
Yeah. But she hadn't said that yet. And then she came back and said it to you.
Yeah, bizarre.
Weirdo.
Yeah, that was a bit of a bizarre night.
0871 200 1048. Thanks for calling, Katie. I've just cut her off. Stu, listen, you're here with us for the whole hour. I hope you don't... Have they told you that?
Oh, yeah, that's cool, yeah.
And you brought your friend Tazo with you, the liar, as well.
Yeah, the liar. The lad who's just been trying to fit me up, you know, and dig a hole for me to
We'll talk about him later on, because he was on Big Brother's Little Brother.
He's an ex-lover of yours, isn't he? That's what you told me.
The what?
He told me he's an ex-lover of yours.
An ex-lover of mine.
Yeah. I don't...
That's how we met.
I didn't trust him when I met him on Big Brother's Little Brother. We'll talk about him more later on. But very... More importantly, I'm afraid, than anything else, is... Patrick, what's been going on in the house since Friday, please, sir?
Big Brother is listening.
Would you eat a bogey?
No, I will not eat anyone bogey.
You gonna get a girlfriend like
that? No, certainly I'm not. It might be that I think it's cause I lost my sight as well. You can't see it. It's just so boring.
Yeah, you've said that before, haven't you?
I like the Sunday Times.
What do you think of Sarah?
Why would you even answer that question?
Okay, so I'm not allowed to talk about anything, but just shush.
Hey, where did you get money from?
From work, okay?
I've got a huge bogey! Oh,
no! No, no, I want you to put it on your finger and suck it off.
Everybody's calling him Bogey Mo now. If he claims he's not done it for 4 weeks, he could knock one off in 30 seconds. So you just knew he did it with his heart in it.
This point is me being in here. There's no reason for me to be in here.
Few people didn't want Rex to be the head of house.
Bogey Mo.
I'm not a 30-year-old housewife, Rex.
Maybe as a non-drinker you do feel excluded, but I'm not just going to start drinking. I can still enjoy myself.
Don't be ridiculous.
Rex also, Big Brother, spends a lot of time nodding off in the day.
For God's sake, Rex, like, grow up.
This is a guy that ate a bogey for supper.
Leave my boyfriend out of this, though.
I don't really see the big fuss about eating bogeys. I mean, I've tasted bone bogeys before.
0871 200 1048 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Can I ask one question before we, apropos of absolutely nothing? Are people giving haircuts in the Big Brother house? Because people, I know that Mikey and Darnell have shaved their hair off and they look well weird. But everyone's
Mikey
hair...
Mikey looks better. Mikey
yeah,
looks good.
I think Mikey looks pretty cool.
Yeah, do you?
If it grows a little bit longer, I think Mikey, if you had like a number two.
A little bit longer, yeah.
Yeah, if you had like a number two.
The first day, it was like, oh, geez, what have you done?
Yeah, first day, the two of them, yeah.
But everyone, no one's hair seems to grow in the house.
No, it's like, well, it's Lisa. I think, I don't know how many people's hairs Lisa's. Well, you know, Bex cut mine. Butchered mine. Did you not see that?
No.
Did that not get shown?
Why did you let her do that?
When she turned into a spud head.
No, I didn't
honestly
see that.
Did you think I chose that haircut halfway through the series?
I thought you'd been a bit rugged and a bit, you know.
I had no hair.
Yeah.
A bit rugged or a bit weird.
Yeah, like, yeah, one of the two, yeah.
No, yeah, she... Because I wanted a haircut. But we was bored. I think it was just after Jen went, everyone was a bit down. So I was like, oh, get someone to cut my hair, and Lisa was going to cut my hair because she said she's worked in a hairdresser for 12 years or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's done everything, hasn't she?
Which turned out that I think she'll sweat the floors for 12 years. She actually hasn't cut my hair.
Lovely.
Which is why you love Lisa. That's why you love Lisa. So then Bex obviously screamed out that she could do it.
Yeah.
And then got halfway through cutting my hair and said, I've never cut hair in my life.
Oh,
thought it was hilarious. And then, just tried to give me loads of bald patches all over.
Okay, so that's...
Would you let Bex cut your hair?
No, I wouldn't let Bex anywhere near. We've got another caller very quick. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Ian.
How's it going?
Not too bad. Hello, Gemma.
Hello. I told you Karen was cool.
Karen stalks and indeed bums.
I'm a regular now. You know, we've got so much in common now because I'm on so often now and, you know, I'm getting to be a regular now.
I think, Karen, you're on more than me with all the time off.
It's true.
We missed you last week, though, Ian. We did miss you, didn't we, Gemma?
Yeah,
I didn't miss you. I was in Greece. I was on holiday. I was on a great time.
I know, but you didn't give me a sticker up back, though, did you?
No.
Yeah, exactly. No, I've had nothing.
I didn't.
Nothing. And all the comments that you are making about him as well, Gemma.
I know. I was pining after you, Ian.
Do you like hospital
food? Sorry, but can I just say, before we start...
Yes.
Can I just say a big thank you to Sonia, Katie and Ben, your boss man. because I feel as though they don't get the credit for the work.
Okay, those are three of the backstage
crew. You two have been
crew.
Outshone there, haven't you?
Yeah, what did you just say?
That's dropping you two right down.
They're
the
all really
order.
Smiling through the glass. Look at them.
The backstage crew.
Amazing.
Okay. Well, anyway, Karen, listen, they get paid more than enough for their services. So let's just get to the point you've got, please.
He doesn't like it when he doesn't get the attention.
What do you want, woman?
Sorry, can I just say hi to Stu as well? I know you're in the background.
In the back, in the background. Left on my own, just sat there while everyone else is having a conversation, having a little chat. Just leave the room. Yeah. Hiya.
Listen, this is not a question. This is just a general thing before I ask the main
question. Oh, for how long is this going to go on for?
Pipe down, Ian, pipe down.
Yes, boss.
Basically, what I was going to say is I'm glad that you are out of the house because you wanted to go. And I just can't understand why people seem to keep someone in the house because they're fit or they're eye candy. Whatever happened to personality and, you know, fun and things
cheers.
Like that?
Cheers.
Are you saying that Stu is eye candy, but he's got a personality?
He's dull as dishwater.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm trying to say is he has got a personality, but see, people seem to think just the eye candy. They always come out with the fitness and the eye candy.
Mm, yes.
But there's more to people than just eye candy and fitness.
Yes. Is there a question? Are we leading towards a question?
It's like a moral statement, that.
There is a question.
Don't apologise. Don't apologise.
You were one of the nicest people in the house. But when you were a bit more vocal with Rex when he was rude to Rachel. You weren't vocal to Rex. But I felt you were more vocal when Jen's picture was ruined by Rex.
Right. Yeah. What? Right. The reason I went into the Big Brother, the Big Brother, into the dining room loads over that. Because after everything that happened with the whole incident, after, you know, Jen's picture and, like, Dennis's ejection, all that sort of thing, then after that, I literally thought, I'm not getting involved in any arguments, so I'm not going to speak, you know, when people kick off, unless it gets really bad, I'm not going to get into it too much. So there was loads of occasions, you know, things that happened to Kat, a few things happened to Rachel, where I thought I really should have maybe said something. But I was that, you know, he was that scared because things just escalate really bad. And, you know, I nearly lost my place in the house from that argument that night because things got so heated. So I just thought I don't want to get involved in that sort of thing again. But, and to be honest,
I think it could have been nipped in the bud a bit quicker, though. I think Jen seemed to milk it a little bit long.
Yeah.
You know, where it could have been nipped in the bud. But I think she milked it a bit long, which escalated the situation with Dennis and things like that.
To be honest, I haven't seen any of it back at all. So I can't, it was ages ago. So
feels
I can't
like
remember
about a million
a lot of
years
it.
Ago.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch it. It's really uncomfortable. The whole thing's really uncomfortable.
Really, really sinister. And
yeah, it is. It's quite unpleasant. For everyone, not just everyone. It's like, oh dear, you know.
The morning after was strange.
The whole series could have gone a completely different way point.
Yeah.
If it hadn't...
I mean, I think the only good thing was that it was, you know, lads who had all argued. And, you know, when lads all fight and argue, it's sort of, you can wake up there and say, oh, you're all right, mate. Yeah, sorry about that sound. And that's literally how it was. Like, the next morning, we all got a bit of a telling off from Big Brother. And then we all came out and literally sort of had it all out with each other again.
Yeah.
But in a good way. And then, I mean, after that was when I started being Rex's mate. So, you know, if I hadn't have argued with him, I probably wouldn't have got on with him that much. You know, we've sorted things out.
We've got another call. We've got loads of calls. 0871 200 1048 is the number if you want to call. Steph!
Yes, hello.
Hello, you're on Big Brother's Big Ears. You're through to Stuart.
Hello.
Hi.
Hiya, how are you?
Hi.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
These giggles are amazing.
It's great, isn't it?
This is like amazing.
You don't mind, Stuart, if I sort of pretend that they're sort of for me as well?
Oh, yeah.
So I don't get that either.
Oh,
so.
No, of course it's for you as well.
Thanks. Don't ruin that. Too much for that, did you?
Wicked, thank you.
It's been ruined now. It's been ruined.
Steph, what would you like to ask Stu? Or say to him? Or perhaps you want to give him your phone number or something? I don't know.
No, don't do that.
I can't. I'm married, you see.
Is he listening right now? I bet he's not.
No.
The thing is, between Rex and Nicole, you know, things seem to be a bit, like, you know, rocky. Do you think their relationship will last in Big Brother House?
Rocky. Rocky's like the biggest, that is the biggest understatement of a winner. Yeah. They're just a little bit not right.
Just going through a patch.
Yeah. Just one of them phases. I think that is just them. And from what I can understand, that's what they're like before they came in the house. Mm. Like, you know, from stuff Rex had said to me, because obviously before Nicole came in, I was like really good mates with Rex, actually. I thought he was always really cool with me, even though he's a bit off with other people, but he was always like really good with me. And before, he was telling me all the time that they argue constantly. Like,
oh yeah, sorry, speaking to the microphone.
Sorry,
I've been making some weird hand movements. He's looking at me like, what is she going
on about? Yeah. I thought you were coming on to me. I don't really know what to do in this situation. Because I'm live on radio and someone's...
Sorry, I was like, anyway. It looks like I was playing him kisses.
Yeah.
Carry on.
No, but yeah, so the whole... I think that is exactly how they are. Before they came into the house, like, they argue every 5 minutes, make up every 5 minutes, you know, 2 seconds later. So, I don't know, it all depends on how much pressure they're put on, you know, when they come out. But I think that is just how they are. I think they're going to come out... Go on.
No, the Rex seems to be like giving her like all the prizes and like with the task of Sarah and the lead of the Michael Jackson thing.
All right, yeah, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that today. Has something else happened today?
Well, it's not. I don't think it's been in today. But the mission, what they have to do is they've got to do Thriller, basically.
Oh,
and they showed a brilliant clip.
I missed that.
I know, it's going to be wicked.
Oh my god!
But they showed a clip on BBLB today where Nicole is out having a fag with Rex. She's, I'm the only one that's going to do it perfectly. Everyone else is going to ruin it. He's always.
Nicole said that.
But also I think without being patronising. She's only 19. I say only 19.
Yeah, no, she is.
And
that
is quite young to be in that environment. How old is she?
25.
Okay, 19 is quite young to be thrust into that environment.
And also,
isn't it?
I mean, she never went, you know, she didn't really want, it wasn't like one of her goals or ambitions to be in there. She literally went
to
see Rex.
Yeah, she still went.
I do think it's a lot. I haven't seen hardly any footage since they've been out. Mm. But when I was in there, I felt sorry for them both, but I really felt sorry for her because, she's 19.
Yeah.
And she's been thrown into, one of the biggest experiences that she's ever going to have in her life. And on top of that, she's trying to have a relationship around people she's never met before, who are really paranoid about what she knows about them. Because everyone's, you know, some people are still quite weird around her, you know, because obviously she knows everything about us all. Mm.
And obviously,
It is a lot of pressure.
Since
for 19
she's been in there, it's just been conflict.
Yeah, constantly.
Anyway,
yeah,
no one's going to be particularly warm towards her.
So yeah, I do feel really sorry for them both. Really, I mean, having a relationship on TV must be unbelievably hard. Anyway, so put on top of that, you know, her age and, you know, the pressures that she's coming from everyone around her as well. I do feel kind of sorry for her.
Sure, let me stop you there. I've got to press two buttons, then we'll be back.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Liberty SIM from Virgin Mobile.
Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney on Big Brother's Big Ears.
She told me about that cookie love.
Oh. Now.
No.
I love that.
I thought I escaped that.
Oh, no, no, we can play this all night.
She told me about that cookie love.
Oh, no.
She told me about that cookie love.
You're a singer, I believe.
Right. we're not even getting onto that.
Stuart's
that
leaving.
Subject can be left. The lies.
Your mate is terrible. So we know that one. He said, returning to the script, that one of the ladies of the house, shall we say, is due to get the boot on Friday. Will it be Lisa? No. Sarah? No. Or Nicole?
Yeah. One person Mikey hopes it will be is Rex's missus. Ever since Nicole entered the house, Mikey has been the most vocal he's ever been. Never the one to shy away from a good old bitch.
This is good, I like this.
Big Brother is listening.
I actually feel sorry for the girl, to be honest. She's first admit she's high maintenance. She just seemed to not want to do much. It was all about the glamour and a suitcase.
Well, you're moaning at me for not taking part, whereas they told me that I don't need to. Well, where do you want me to stand? Do you suggest, First Lady, what do you want me to do?
I actually quite like Nicole, but it just ain't working in here this time.
No, oh, there's Nicole standing up for him again.
Wasps don't kill you, so why am I... I'm
they can kill you. Read your own rules, mate. I'm taking part.
No, you're not. You're standing there.
And then as soon as her and Rex got together, I mean, they were just arguing and bickering. Well, Nicole, when you swanned about for 2 days during the task last week with the Olympic task, I didn't really have a big go at you. I'm getting a wee tuppence worth in here and there.
You just butt out because you done sod all in last week's task. nitpicky, anal. She's been miserable. She's not enjoyed it.
Nicole, I'm not even speaking to you.
Don't then.
If the pair of them left, everybody would just have a happy last 2 weeks.
I do like it. What was it when Nicole, Mikey was getting some biscuits? What are you doing, Mikey? I'm just getting some biscuits.
I was still there then.
Yeah. That was amazing. Thing,
yeah.
It was so funny.
Talking of biscuits, Lisa scoffing them digestives today. That was a good one.
Ooh, that made me feel sexy. We've got Christopher.
Hello.
Hello. Are you a fan of the Mikey or are you a Mikey hater?
No, well, I was a hater at first because I thought he represented blind people in a bad light.
Really? How so?
Say that again?
How do you think he represented blind people in a bad light?
Well, I mean, some of his mannerisms, I mean, who in the right mind would wash their genitals with a cup? I mean, come on. wear people's knickers. I know he's a cross-dresser, but there's times and places when people have to do that sort of thing, so... You know, and so
but surely, hang on, because
Big Brother would be quite a good place to do that.
Yeah, but surely, just because he likes wearing women's underwear, that's not a bad representation of the blind, is it? Really?
Well, no, but I mean, no, it isn't. But what I'm saying is, I mean, if us as gentlemen were to do that sort of thing, we would do it behind closed doors. I mean, using cups, which other housemates have got to use to wash his genitals. I mean, it's just not normal.
But Mikey has won you round now, has he?
He has, yeah. Ever since last week when he was head of house and he was, the way that he was standing up for himself and everything. And, you know, I thought he handled himself very well. And, I think he's a dark horse and he's going to win, I think.
Sure. Did Mikey stand a chance of winning, do you reckon?
Yeah, when I came out, my eviction review, I said Mikey, I'm sure I said Lisa as well. But yeah, because Mikey, the best thing about Mikey, and he is a bit pervy, you know, some of the things he gets away with.
Does he get away with some stuff?
Oh my God, he can touch women everywhere in that house, and it's fine.
Seriously? Yeah, fine. You know, if I was to try and do that to a woman, I'd get a smack in the mouth.
Were you there when Mikey did his stand-up routine about the guide dog?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can we not go there again?
Yeah. And then, did you see the peeling onions bit where he rubbed him into Sarah?
No,
did that get shown?
No, I didn't
see that. That was the end of it. That's how it ended.
What happened?
I think it was like the first talent show.
The three
new girls came in, Sarah, May, and Belinda.
Yeah.
Brenda. And that's a bit of an in-joke.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah.
Brothers
and sisters.
Yeah, there's loads of in-jokes. She missed that one.
Hang on, shut up. It's too confusing. One of my favourite in-jokes. You've got to be. One of my favourite in-jokes that hasn't been shown at all, and I've seen that when Sarah had the video camera, I had to watch that.
You go on the BB9.
Yeah, it's Stu from BB9.
Yeah, that's not been shown.
One of the dudes go, hey, it's Dale from BB9, and Dale goes...
Yeah. That's amazing.
They all do it. It's brilliant.
Yeah. And also,
in jokes.
You know what hasn't been shown as well?
Go on.
Some of Lisa's Lisa, everyone has in-jokes. Well, like me, Dale, Bex and Luke would always have in-jokes about like Lisa sayings. It has come out that Lisa's just nuts.
Funny. We can kind of see that.
Yeah, that's why she's like, but in a really harmless, like amazing way.
Yeah.
And all the time, she'd come out with stuff, you know, she'd compare herself to like peaceful people and things. And we all used to go on about, she was the most tested housemate and stuff. That never came out, did it?
No.
Like she used to give us big speeches.
Onions.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Anyway,
onions.
Yeah, God, that's the onions, yeah.
Onions.
Yeah, so the first sort of talent show that Sarah was involved in, it was on the Saturday, so it was the second night in the house, or a first full day in the house. So obviously you're dead scared, trying to impress everyone, not really knowing what's going on. And Mikey did some, like, routine, I think it was after he did the stand-up, got some onions out and sacrificed some onions all over her body. Right? And me, Rex and Rachel were like, the judges who went to buzz and stop.
Yeah.
So the minute I saw Sarah's face like white with fear, I buzzed out.
Then, so he was like rubbing onions on
Yeah,
it?
He like broke an onion up and was rubbing it all over her body, right?
Which is weird.
This is the worst of it. Right, so then Rex buzzed out as well because we could see Sarah's in fear. But Rachel, because she didn't want to offend Mikey, she let it go on for about half an hour. Poor Sarah's nearly crying, right? Honestly, I think me and Rex, we go, Rachel, you're going to have to buzz out. You need to stop this. She's like, she's fine. Honestly, I don't think she's fine. It's like, No, she's it's the second night and she's being like
rubbed up by onions. Yeah.
Which is funny because we were laughing, but I was like, you need to put a stop to
that
this.
That is actually a little bit wrong.
Yeah. So, Christopher,
that's Mikey's call. But Mikey's call.
You think that Mikey's a definite contender, do you, Christopher?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, at the end of the day, he's handled himself really well.
Well, he's handled himself.
He was a bit of an idiot.
Well, he's been cleaning his genitals.
But I simply do think he's a dark horse coming up on the outside, and I think he's going to definitely win it.
Hey, Christopher, listen, thank you very much for that. We got moving to the big ups, haven't we? Sorry, it's 12 big o'clock ups. Already. 0871 200 1048, by the way, is the telephone number. Now, since Hugh's eviction, you lot, the listener, have been posting big up questions for him. Big up!
Yeah.
And just like when Luke was on, you've delivered them by the by. Isn't Luke a nice bloke?
Yeah, Luke's cool.
I thought he'd come in.
Funny guy.
He's my friend. Funny guy. I thought he'd be a bit of a knob. He was a really nice bloke. I've swapped phone numbers with him.
Have you?
He's hello, you. He's not got in touch with me anymore. Yeah. Actually, he's a really nice bloke.
He's a big star now.
Yeah, he's in the Daily Star.
Him and Bex.
You see the photo
in Vegas?
In the Daily Star.
No, to be honest, I've obviously seen Dale's face because it's on every single magazine ever. But I haven't seen a lot of the
photo shoot when he came out of the house, Daily Star. The front page is like Bex naked in the bar.
Oh, I've been told.
Sat behind
it's
her holding
absolutely.
Her
absolutely.
Cupping the
it's
the boobies.
It's insane. A picture of him blindfolded.
Yeah, her
and him in Calvin Klein.
Really? Her in a basque, and he's going, oh, I didn't know what to do, but she soon taught me a few moves.
It's really
that's
funny.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
I spoke to them both on the phone. Well, I spoke to Bex quite a bit on the phone. None of them have said anything about that.
Really?
The only thing they told me is he got married in Vegas.
Anyway, where are we? Oh, yes, we're going to start with the questions that have been most bigged up. Basically, these are questions that have been on the website that people have voted for to be asked and see how many we get through by the end of the night.
Big up. Other one.
Big up!
Yes.
Sorry, I haven't got one of these. So you're on your own, Ed. You go for your life.
Okay, Megan D says, which of the two BB9 couples do you think will last? Luke and Bex or Jen and Dale? That's quite a good question.
Ooh.
Neither?
Yeah.
Can I be cynical and say...
Yeah, I'll probably be quite cynical and say neither.
I have more faith in the Luke and Bex relationship, if I'm completely honest.
To be honest, I haven't seen... I speak to all... Because they're like my four, best friends, you know, who came out the house and stuff. Yeah. And I spoke to Dale, like, obviously quite a lot. I spoke to Jen just tonight and stuff. And Bex, and genuinely, all of them do seem like really, you know, really loved up. And I know definitely, you know, Dale and Jen are like definitely like.
Yeah, but you've been reading
cool.
the papers.
I haven't.
Her husband.
I don't believe what you read in the papers.
No,
though.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not saying I believe. I'm not sure what I believe because it's true. You'd never know. But her husband is like, she's doing it for the money. We met up. We've discussed it.
Oh, don't believe them. Don't believe the phone. Wouldn't it be nice if they were all in love?
They're together a lot, them guys.
Yeah.
And Bex is literally at Luke's all the time. You know, as in, you know, when they're not doing any stuff, it's not as though they're just together in London in front of cameras. Like, she's up in Wigan quite a lot.
It's weird, isn't it? It is weird.
It's weird. It's weird, especially Bex and Luke, because we didn't know anything was going on. Till Bex got evicted. And then Luke sort of like confessed to me and Dale. Before that, we didn't have a clue.
Even when she was snogging Mohammed and he.
No, then, yeah, because I was about to have a laugh. I was about to go, Luke, look, you know, have a laugh again. Your girlfriend's kissing someone, joking. And then I saw his face and went, oh, Luke. Oh, you're right, mate. It's like, oh.
That was another classic moment with Luke's face.
But it was cool for him, though, because that ended up, I think, making them both then say how they felt about each other. So it was good in a way.
It was a good thing.
Yeah, it was good.
It worked out well.
Mohammed's mouth. Little Miss Jordan says, how many bruises do you have from your attempted crowd, sir?
Just
I've said like, before, it was
the snigger. The snigger straight away from both of you then.
It was brilliant. your embarrassment was saved partly brilliant. Because the shot from the on the screen, there's a flag.
I could have got away with it. Apparently, I could have got away with it until Davina dragged me out of the crowd and went, worst crowd die ever. You're in pain. It was one of them classic things, you know, where you really hurt yourself. But you can't admit it because it's like, if I admit this, it's even more embarrassing. So you have to give it the whole, I'm fine. Yeah, cool. I'm cool. Woke up the next day in unreal pain, like unreal pain.
I thought it was cool. I was like, go on, shit.
I reckon it would have been all right or fairly cool until people moved out the way.
Yeah, but, you know, it was still quite adventurous.
And was it you looked down and you just saw people going, moving out the way?
I swear to God, I heard people shout jump. So I thought, you know what?
Yeah, whatever.
Have it. Jumped up the minute I was in the air, like, because I did quite a high jump as well.
It was proper. So
it was this, like, slow motion, slowly parted, and just watched me fall on the floor as well, which is, you know.
What were you tossing out?
No one even helped me out up either. Let's finish that sentence off.
Yeah,
don't just leave that.
What were you tossing out to the audience?
Oh, loads. Bex left us a hat. So the first thing I threw was like a wicker hat we used to play frisbee with.
Yeah.
Again, one of the highlights of the show was that. That's how exciting it was at times. We used to play frisbee with a hat for about an hour. Yeah.
I've got that in my Sky
Pass. Or rub onions into each other.
Yeah. So I threw that out. And then we all take Polaroid. We took loads of Polaroids. So it was like, there was ones of all the group together. And then one of whoever gets evicted, we take a Polaroid off. So, and you meant to save them, and everyone sort of in the house was like, because the reason why I threw it out was every week someone comes out with them, and then I think gives them like BBLB or puts them on websites and stuff. And everyone in the house was going, don't sell them, don't sell them, like an even, you know, make money and stuff, like make sure you can send them to us on Facebook and all that. So I thought, oh, sod
I'm
that.
Chucking it.
Yeah, got outside and just chucked it to everyone.
Another big up.
Big up.
Mini Market Till says, who is the hardest person to leave?
What emotional? No,
actually, I've misread it. Sorry. Who is the hardest person to see leave?
Dale, I think. Yeah, Dale. Dale was like, I became really top mates with Dale, and he was like the last, pretty much of my mates. So when he went, he was like, not I've got no one, and I'm going to sit in my room cuddling myself and things like that. But it was a bit like, God, like I'm going to struggle to have as much fun now.
Sorry, Sonia's brought in some more big ups. Oh, no, text. She's brought in some text. Sorry. Oh,
yeah, so, yeah, definitely Dale, I think. I just knew Bex and Luke were really hard ones because I was really annoyed with them two going. But when Dale went, I was like, that's it. It's lost and my friend's gone.
All right, listen, stay there. We've got loads of people calling in. 0871 200 1048. We've got Sian on the line. Good evening, Sian.
Hi.
You're through to Stu from Big Brother 9.
BB 9.
I've actually got a question for him.
Thank God.
Hiya, Stu.
Hiya, you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. I just wanted to know, a lot of the public were backing you to win, so do you regret going on about wanting to leave so much and scheming to get up for eviction?
No, because it's... Like, in the house, I was really paranoid that I'd be coming out to eggs and people throwing stones and rocks.
No, we all loved you.
It's like really paranoid of that.
Why?
So,
why?
Just because I
don't
know.
You weren't. We all the public loved
you. What do you think?
You went in
what do you think that would have caused that?
I don't know. I don't know. Not that I don't know because I'm such a great guy. But no, it's because everyone when they first come in and everyone's opinion of me before I went in the house, people who didn't know me. But like everyone who I spoke to in the house, their first opinion of me was really bad, like really bad, really bad. So I was like, God, if people come in and think really bad of me in the house, and it took me like 8 weeks for people then to start liking me in the house, public are going to absolutely hate me. You know, they're going to be harsh when I get out. So, yeah, so I thought, and also the fact that in the house, we just don't know what's going on. In the house, we think Mohammed's loved. Like, we think he's like a favourite.
You were saying
character.
That, that's quite amazing.
No, yeah, we think Darnell, like, Kat's runaway favourite, and there's no point anyone turning up. Everything's all weird and back to front. So, me and Dale, especially, were like, well, if Mo's loved, we've got to be hated.
Yeah.
Because we're like a complete opposite of that guy, you know. So, and we're the only two who have really a problem with him. So if that guy's loved, we're going out to torrents of abuse.
I do quite like, I do quite like Mo that, now that he has gone bonkers. He's fit. When he was in the prison, or in the Batman
car crash TV, yeah, car crash TV is always great. Yeah.
It is a man, he's watching a man having a breakdown on there.
It's a breakdown.
Oh, what great fun.
Did you notice, was there a point when he suddenly just flipped and everyone thought, Mo's gone crackers?
See, he did it twice, like, apparently. Mo, and before I got there, the first few weeks, he was like a really cheery, happy guy and stuff. And then, I think it's like in the second week, like me and Dale, he was like, he lost it a bit then for like a week. He lost the plot and he was punching walls and, you know, he wasn't doing his hair and he was having about 49 mochos a day and like completely high on caffeine all the time. And then he seemed to calm himself down. And then in the last week,
49
he just.
49 mochos.
Honestly, them mochos. Oh, mochos. Oh my God. You have seen the mocho thing, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just coffee. It's just coffee stirred together. But apparently it's some amazing thing, but it's not. It's just coffee.
We got another call. We got Carmen. Hello, Carmen.
Hello,
you're through to Stu from BB9.
Hiya. Dead nervous. Oh. I hate the sound of my own voice. Oh. Stu, I just wanted to say hello to all the SP Limited ladies first. You won't know what that means, but if you check out the Facebook page that your mate Stephen set up for
for you. You'll soon find out.
Hang on, what's
you, that?
Have you got a mate called Stephen setting up Facebook pages for you?
Yeah.
Oh, I.
He set him and Ted to set up Facebook pages.
And what's your stuff? What's on it?
Your fan page has got over 5,000 members.
Get in there! This has all been kept quiet from me.
Yeah.
This is all one of them, yeah. We'll set up for something for Stu and reap all the rewards.
Yeah. They're going to make money out of you. Be careful. Yeah.
They're going to try and pull other girls.
That's what they're doing.
Carmen, what's your question?
I just wanted to ask Stu, has he been asked about doing a fitness DVD or anything like that?
Oh, that's inevitable, surely, isn't it?
Been asked, what was that again?
Doing a fitness DVD.
Yeah, I think there's potential of one possibly being...
Do it, you make a fortune.
Talked about, yeah.
You'll make a fortune.
See, it's a weird one, because I don't want to do something like horribly cheesy and people like, oh, my God.
No, do it.
But, yeah, I'd like to do one.
Do
It'd
it
cool.
to indie tunes.
I'd like, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd make a fortune, man. Yeah,
I'd love to do one. It's cool, but it's been sort of through about a bit. I don't know what's happening with it, though.
Do you need anyone in the background sort of being like, yeah?
Not if you're going to do that.
Oh, great.
I wish people could have just seen that dance then. You've just done that. Was shocking.
Anyway, moving on swiftly.
Yes, now one thing you did do very well in the house, Stuart, is divert the flirt. Whenever a lady attempted to open your heart-shaped door, you slammed it right back in their face. Have a listen to this.
Big Brother is listening.
Amazing.
You haven't been
that amazing to me.
Yeah.
Got big thighs.
It's sat on my chest.
Oh, sorry. Check it out. This is a bit sexual. Come on.
Move it. Let's make a move.
Where are we going?
I'm going to go have my bath.
Really? Why?
Well, I may as well go and sit in my bath now.
Am I boring you?
No. You can come and chat to me in there if you want.
Kat's trying to set us up, you know.
Is she?
She's working on it. She keeps embarrassing me.
Why? Why is it so embarrassing? Why? Why is it embarrassing? Oh,
that. The love square is,
go on, explain
is
the love square.
Me,
explain the
Sylvia,
theory.
Dale and Stuart. Sylvia told me from sort of early days that when Stuart came in that she quite liked him and she was going to go for it and all the rest of it.
Now, we got loads of texts here. I'm trying to pick up the pace because I've been told to.
Come on.
Quick. The text. Stu, I saw you in Greece tonight.
Yeah, I was in Greece. That's my favourite film of all time. It's amazing.
I thought you were amazing.
Thank you very much.
Have you any plans to be in a musical full time? I would definitely go and see you.
Wish. God, yeah. That's like a dream job.
Singing.
How amazing would that be? Yeah, I'd have to wing that a bit.
Stuart, you're gorgeous. Don't let the experience change a single thing about you. I can't be arsed to watch Big Brother without you in it.
Good
All
stuff.
The best, Dave. and there's someone called Roro who I saw at BBLB, apparently. Now, oh, look, where are we? We're on the script. Come on, keep the pace up. Come on, pace.
To us on the outside, it looked like all women were desperate for a chunk of your hunk.
Ooh, that sounds unpleasant.
I know, yeah.
But you seem to ignore any advances.
Yeah, just everyone in there. It was like friends. To be honest, I didn't even get...
You were out of their league. Is that what it is?
Oh, no. Like, the only person I knew sort of had, like, any sort of fancy in me was Sylvia, and that was because, like, everyone came up and said...
Sylvia, fancy and
Sarah. So, no, I didn't get the Jen thing. I don't think that was right. I don't think that's true.
When she came out, right, we had her here, and everyone was talking about Picturegate, and we made her draw a picture of Dale, and she started to draw you.
How can you tell? Because her drawing
is
rubbish.
She even admitted it. She admitted it. She was like, it looks lots more like Stu, doesn't it? Oops.
No.
I'll show it to you in a bit.
All right. Yeah. No. Yeah, and then I don't get that.
I think we should do some swapsies here. Steph fancies Dale.
Really? I've never seen the picture of that girl yet.
Why not? Let's just juggle it around.
Oh, you've not seen Steph?
No,
because you weren't there, were you?
No, I wasn't there. And I haven't seen her.
Oh, she's nice. She's fit,
yeah.
She's fit, yeah.
Yeah, but you know. Cobwebs in the head is that being too rude. That's pretty much, yeah, exactly.
That being too rude, you're always too rude.
Ah, she's a bit. Okay, listen, we're moving on. 0871 200 1040. It's quarter past 12. It's nearly home time. You've got to be up early in the morning as well, Joe. Now, on Saturday, Rex's Christmases and birthdays arrived all at once. He became the new head of house. Oh, I'm not convinced by that. Since then, he's clearly been even more arrogant than usual, and he's obviously enjoying his new role. Patrick.
I've always seen myself as head of house, you see.
I think Rex, to be the head of the house at the moment, is very good.
I think that has the most definition in it, and also my jawline has been picked out well, because I do have a well-chiselled jaw. Sarah and Nicole's is by far the best. They both bribed me with sexual favours. So that was what swung it for me.
Let's live and celebrate.
Cheers!
Hurrah!
So far, I think I'm doing a brilliant job. Has Big Brother got anything planned for us this evening? Celebrating me being the new head of house?
Well, I'm trying to cook your lot dinner and you're not falling asleep. Can you stop falling asleep? No. Otherwise, I'm going to come up and rub you with a chicken carcass.
Big Brother is listening.
Is Rex going to be a good head of house?
I hope he's not. I hope he like really abuses his power. That'll be amazing. Yeah. You know, which I think he probably will. He'll have a laugh with it and stuff. I hope he does. It'll be funny.
He said he's going to rub a chicken carcass into someone. What is it about rubbing food into people's
bits? I know. What's
bits?
Going on in that house? Yeah.
So wrong. And like the sprouts all over Mikey that day.
Oh, that was amazing. Oh, no, that was amazing. That was so funny. Right. Honestly, amazing.
There's been quite a few bits this series where I've gagged a little.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. quite a lot. I was like throwing up in my mouth a bit and that. You know, and you have to re-swallow your own like silk
nice.
And stuff.
Nice.
Not good.
Okay, we've got a call. We've got Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hiya.
Hey, Darren, how's it going, man? You sound a bit nervous. Don't be nervous. We're all friends here, yeah?
Yeah.
Word up. You want to talk about Rex and Nicole, do you?
Yeah, I cannot stand Rex now, especially because of Nicole.
Okay, tell us more.
As soon as she's gone in, he's like, she's brought out his bad side, and he's like always controlling her and just putting her down.
Surely his bad side was there all the time, wasn't it?
Well, he was like, I could stand him. He was like funny. He had these like jokes and stuff. But now he's just constantly at her all the time and moaning.
How did it affect the house, Stuart, when Nicole came in? That must have changed the dynamic.
It's strange for us because, it was, you know, near before she came in, sort of me, Rex and Dale, you know, somehow we became like really good mates. And we were like, sort of, we always say we were like the lads of the house, you know, mm-hmm. We were the only ones who'd take the mickey out of each other and didn't take offence to stuff and, you know.
Poor Mo, why wasn't he allowed in your game?
He smells and he's greedy. We can't have greedy, smelly people like having a laugh. So, sorry. But,
carry
yeah.
on.
Oh, yeah, laugh. Yeah. And then as soon as she came in, then literally didn't speak to him anymore. Obviously, you know, when your girlfriend comes in, you're going to spend all your time with her. But, I sort of haven't seen the whole him controlling her and stuff like that. All we know is that they argue constantly. So everyone just, it's awkward. Funny, I mean, sometimes you actually laugh because you think, have they just argued over there's not enough salt in the soup?
Yeah.
And you're like, you think, how have you turned that into an argument? How's that become an argument? Which is quite funny, especially then 5 minutes later, they're kissing each other and all over each other. But yeah, it's a weird mood. Everyone just sort of, as soon as an argument happens, everyone sort of clears the room.
Okay, 0871 200 1048. More of your calls after this.
Hi, this is Luke. You can contact us by calling 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10p a minute from a BT landline. Calls from other networks may vary and for mobiles will cost considerably more. Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/bigbrother. You can send us your messages by texting EARS followed by your comment to 83188. That's 83188. Text are charged at user's standard network rate.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
OK, it's the last 15 minutes of Big Brother's Big Ears. More to talk about on nomination day. First up, though, some more of your...
Yeah, man. OK, Fiona S. says, now that you've left the BB house, has your opinion on any other fellow housemates changed? And who do you reckon is the biggest game player this year?
I don't think my opinions have changed. I've sort of realised that what I thought, the people who I thought were going to be popular public, it's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, that's really wrong. Game player wise, Darnell's like, he's.
You were saying
on
that
it.
When
he's
he came on the screen tonight,
he's
going game player,
you know,
game player.
If you're in there, you know, I'm sure Dale and Bex and Luke have probably said the same thing. That guy, I mean, he's cool. The thing is, it's weird, Daniel. Sometimes you love the guy and he's really emotional. I can get something great. And another time you think, God, you want to win this so much. Mm. It's like, it's unreal. It's like, why?
You were saying that he's got a girlfriend. He's told you he had a girlfriend.
I'm pretty sure I've been told that. Pretty damn sure.
He came on to Bex one night.
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, that was brilliant. Brilliant.
See, we again, I haven't seen that yet.
That's but
Bex told me it was amazing, yeah. Hands were everywhere, apparently. Yeah.
She was said, enjoying it.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
It was strange. Funny, that was the Spitgate night, wasn't it? So that kind
was
of...
It?
Yeah, it was just for the spitting kicked
yeah,
off.
It was, because he hadn't been on a date with Sylvia, hadn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
That night, yeah. Did Sylvia throw up on him that night or something?
Hang on, he'd been on a date with Sylvia?
What? They yeah, that was the whole night of the kickoff, I'm sure of it. Because he went on a date with Sylvia, like we won a prize for a date. He went on a date with Sylvia.
Oh,
yeah, it was that
okay.
It was that night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure she threw up something because he got really drunk on the date.
Oh,
and then he
God.
Come back and.
Ugh. You lot of dirt. BB9 lot of dirt.
Yeah, really great.
Let's do one more of these very quickly.
Big up!
Noof says, did you fancy Jen at all while in the house?
Honestly, no, it was nothing like that at all. Okay. Honest, I'd say.
Yeah.
Would you?
Mm. Yeah.
It's Big Brother's Big Ears. We've got Stuart in the studio, still lots to ask him. If you have a question for him or you just want to say something about the show, then do get in touch. Oh, I've got...
Just read out the number. We've had Luke giving out the details.
You can call 0871 200 1048 or text EARS to 83188. As you know, tonight Mohammed surpassed himself by eating Mikey's bogey.
Oh,
just so he can have a can of cider.
But you were saying, of course he's going to eat it. It's food, isn't it?
As soon as I saw that coming, I thought, Mo be riding there. It's food.
I just can't believe
it. It's a bit of grub for Mo.
Does this man have no boundaries?
No.
Will he eat anything?
Yeah.
Is he the laziest housemate in the Big Brother history? We hear from Mo's mate John right after this.
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother.
Who got the big bogey in their nose right now?
I've got a huge bogey.
Oh, no!
Yes!
Give me my can.
Hi, this is John McCreight, the fat, arm-waving loudmouth from Channel 4 Racing. There is an Austrian lung surgeon who's come out. It is nutritional to eat your bogies. And secondly, every time you break wind, you add 10 minutes to your life because you're getting the poisons out of your body. That's the way of nature's way of getting rid of it. Now, mine are particularly aromatic, helping to live longer.
Bogey, 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 mo.
Did you actually swallow it, Mo? I bet you just flicked it round your mouth and it came.
Oh, that's gross!
If I was there, I would be like, bogey, bogey, bogey. I really didn't realise we were on there, man. That is really, really embarrassing.
It is embarrassing, but good job it didn't come on a few seconds earlier because we would have been liable. There you have it. Mo actually ate one of Mikey's bogeys for the sake of a can of cider. Gemma, it says here, would you ever eat a bogey for anything?
No, but I snogged someone once for a free drink.
No, you said it was for a cigarette.
Oh, no, shush, my mum's going to kill me.
Oh, she snogged an ugly bloke.
That's
for
low.
A fag.
That is pretty low.
I know, but it's not as bad as eating a bogey.
Yeah, true.
I think it's worse.
Like, what have you ever done, Ian? Come on.
I did Rise for a year. That's pretty much worse than everything, if I'm being honest. Now, earlier on, we spoke to one of Mohammed's longest friends about Bogey Mo's in-house antics, and here's what he had to say in Mo's defence.
Big Brother is listening.
Hi, my name is John. I'm one of Mo's best friends. I've known Mo for probably 7 to 8 years. He's a laugh. Very sociable person. Never seen him do anything disgusting, i.e., you know, eating someone else's bogey. He's just a fun-loving person to be around with. Being 100% here himself, he farts, he's greedy, but that's just how he is, you know. He hasn't held himself back at all. As long as you know him, I mean, he wouldn't do it to a new person that he's just met, but, you know, usually when you're around him, he'll just let one off and he's not really too fussed about it. He's used to filling up his belly, so, you know, he's probably being called the greedy one in the house because, you know, there's loads of people who have to share the same food, so he probably just wants to fill his belly first to ensure that, you know, he'll be satisfied for the day or night or whatever. Out of the 7 to 8 years I've known him, never seen him pick his nose. He definitely wouldn't eat someone else's bogey. I mean, I know he's done it as a dare, which is fair play to him, but, you know, I've never seen him sit there, you know, put a bit of salt on a bogey and eat it. If I was with Mo and he ate a bogey in front of me, I'd probably say to him, what the hell are you doing? All of that for a can of cider. I'd probably go to the toilet and vomit. I think he survived longer than I actually thought. I mean, obviously, initially it was the bullying thing with a number of people, Dennis, example, stuff like that. He probably got a few sympathy votes at the beginning. But as he's gone on, you know, people can see he's 100% himself. He hasn't got no plan. I think 95% of the people who's actually been in the house have got a game plan, whereas he's just gone in, been himself. And, you know, I'm sure he'd be happy if he left tomorrow.
Doesn't he sound like a crazy character?
Barrel of laughs. Life of the party.
I've never seen Mohammed get a bogey, put a bit of salt on it, and eat it. I'm very glad too.
Nice one, John. Thank you. You're right, Patrick. Yes, I need to press this.
Big Brother, sponsored by The Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Text
Big Brother's big ears. 831 88.
No, I wouldn't bother. We're near the end now. There's no point giving out a text. We're not going to read out any text that we get in the next few minutes, are we? We've got another package. I've realised why we're having to hurry on, because we've got like three or four packages shoved at the end.
And so, hurry up.
I don't know, spreading them out throughout the show. It's just a tip for future shows. Right, time to think out.
We've got loads of those, haven't we?
What you... How many have we got left? Like,
I don't know. You're away most of them. Carry on.
Five, isn't it? It's five. Four for me.
He's had eight holidays. Can you believe it?
What's all that
about? It's not bad, is it? I've got a
good
agent.
Not professional.
No. Right. Just enough time to find out what you, the British public, think about what's happening inside the Big Brother house at the moment. And there's no better barometer than hitting the UK streets. I didn't do it. Here's what you lot are saying.
Big Brother's big ears.
I want Kat to win because she's got a decent voice. And she sounds really cool on TV. And she likes the big, big cookies. And she's just wicked.
Rex and Sarah both really get on my nerves. And with Sarah, it's just her accent and the way she's so false with everybody. You could, 1 minute she's loving up Darnell, next minute it's Dale when he was there, next minute it's Stuart.
Rex has been getting on my nerves because he's arrogant, ignorant, chauvinistic and domineering. He needs to be taken to the side and given a spanking.
I want Stuart to win because he's fit.
I like Sarah to win because she's bubbly still. She's the last good character left in the house. Everyone else is just backstabbers.
Rex and Nicole's relationship is really sad. They shouldn't be together. It's just a waste of space. They argue too much.
I would like Rex to win. I love his meanness.
I want Rex to win because I just find him a laugh. I think it's funny with him and his girlfriend that she's always moaning at him, just like my girlfriend does at me. It reminds me of myself.
Mike has been really getting on my nerves this week because he needs to learn how to use a knife and fork without getting food all around his face.
Bring back some of the old people they've got rid of already. Bring back Bex and Luke, or bring back Mario. Just bring back some character. Bring back somebody with a personality.
I'm not too sure on Kat and Rachel's relationship.
Rachel's up Kat's ass.
I want Lisa to win because she's just so funny. She's never moany. No matter when there's a row and everything, she just sits there all calm, never shouts at anybody. And if they get on her nerves, she just walks off and just leaves them all to it.
Nicole has really been getting on my nerves because she is a sport little princess and she's acting like a five-year-old.
Rex is the one that's really getting on my nerves. The way he talks to women and talks to other people, it's atrocious.
Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney on Big Brother's Big Ears.
We've got time for one last caller. What a surprise, it's another girl. Hey, Jenny, how's it going?
Hi, are you okay?
Yeah, how are you?
Right, you?
Yeah, I'm good. Are you?
More giggles.
Do you know who it is?
Pardon?
It's Jen.
Jen?
It's Jen.
Who's Jen?
Your cousin.
Oh, my God. Right. I was getting really worried there. Yeah, oh, my God.
Who the hell is Jen?
Who is Jen? How are you?
And legally, you're still allowed to flirt
with
her.
All right, you're all right.
Not really. Yeah, stop I'm good. How are you? How are you?
Oh, I've been weird to you on telly.
How's it? It's been all right, though?
Yeah, it's been brilliant. All right. You've been top two. You've been brilliant, absolutely.
Good stuff.
Jen, how strange has it been seeing your cousin on the telly every night for 2-3 months?
Well, just really weird, but it's just Stu. It's just nothing different, just Stu. Yeah. It's just been really good.
Were the family proud of him? Was it, he didn't really do anything when you went, Christ, what's he done there?
No, we didn't. His mum rang us on the Friday night. He went in and told us, and then it was just like, oh, my God, we just didn't believe him. And we seen him getting off the bike, and it was like, oh, my God, he's
cute. Getting off the bike. Old Fonzie style.
Hello.
So,
he's been brilliant.
Jenny, when exactly did you know that he was going to be in? It wasn't when he got off the bike, was it? Did you know before then?
Yeah, that was that. It was then.
Wow,
about 15
really?
Minutes before he got off the bike when the programme started, and we was like, I didn't
tell anyone. No one knew. My mum. It was like my mum, my older sister, and Tess, my best mate.
But your mum was like, no, I didn't even know he was going in.
Oh no, she did. But she had like, I think she had reporters outside her house like that day,
yeah.
So she was sort of like denying it. My mum only knew like a couple of days before.
Yeah.
So, obviously she was like
so
really
when did you know you were going in?
Oh, it was a bit awkward. I thought I was going in, and then things sort of changed.
Yeah.
And then I wasn't.
And then you were.
And then a few days later, then I did. So it's like a couple weeks later.
Emotional rollercoaster.
Yeah, I was literally told. I went on the Friday night. I was told on the Thursday. I was rang back, and it was 2 o'clock. I remember this. It was 2 o'clock, and they said, "Do you want to go in the house? You know, this is it. This is your big decision now." So I said, "Yeah, God cross then." And then right, get on a train at 4:05.
Brilliant.
That was it.
And you're in.
5:04.
I googled your name.
Did Did you?
And found a picture of you on like bad some gym website.
Gym?
Are you a personal trainer?
I used to be a personal trainer. Yeah, it'd been that.
You looked quite
to,
like, different.
God, I better do.
Because
oh,
we found
really,
out your name like maybe really, a few minutes before the show.
Did I have like dodgy blonde hair?
Not that dodgy.
Dodgy blonde hair.
Yeah, I had dodgy. Do you remember my dodgy curly hair? But
Yeah, I do.
Oh, curly hair.
Yeah.
Have you not seen my high school pictures?
No.
High school and college pictures?
Oh, no.
You haven't seen them?
No.
Oh, my God. That's a treat.
Email
that
me.
That's a treat.
I've seen one.
Jenny, listen. We've got to move on. Go on, very quickly. Go on.
No, there was just one in the magazine, Stu, of you.
Wasn't
in the Heat
magazine.
Imagine.
You know, you know that Jen was going through her old photos, going, we'll get a fiver for that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a
£2.50 on that bad boy.
Jen, listen, thanks for calling on.
Cheers, Jen.
We've got to move on. Thank you very much for calling.
One final question for you, Stuart.
Go on.
Who is going to win Big Brother?
Lisa. I want Lisa to win, and I reckon she will. I reckon people are seeing what Lisa's like. She's dead funny. She's mad. She's absolutely, nuts. she's really not part of this world, but in a great way. She's cool.
I've been saying it since about week 3.
Lisa or Mikey, but Lisa. I think Lisa's the one. Lisa's
I think Lisa's good.
Listeners, we've got time for Stuart. Thank you very much for coming.
It's been great. Cheers, guys.
Thanks to everyone who got in touch, all the giggling girls. You can join us on Friday at 11:30 p.m. straight after Big Brother's Big Mouth.
We're here every Tuesday and Friday night for all things Big Brother. If you miss any of the shows, check out the podcast online. You can subscribe on iTunes so that it downloads direct to your desktop. For now, get your telly on and you can watch Big Brother live throughout the night. See you next time.
Ta-ta.
You've been listening to Big Brother's Big Ears. Go to the website for more. Channel4.com/Big Brother.
Marjorie uses her Liberty Sim to text her secret lover, Doris. Big Brother, sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.